Stella Circle and the St. John's Gay Men's Choir are focusing on inclusion and community at a special musical event this evening. Lisa Brown is the CEO of Stella Circle, and Yohei Sakai is Artistic Director of the Gay Men's Choir. They both join me live in studio. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this. We should sing
our good morning.
Absolutely. I'm always up for some singing. Tell us about this evening's event, Lisa.
Well, we're really excited about it. It's the Stella Circle Inclusion Choir Concert, and it's a special concert this year. We have worked with Rachel Cousins, singer-songwriter, and thanks to the Bruno Center for Choral Singing Excellence, and she's written a song, and so she came to a couple of our rehearsals and listened to us and got to know us, and she went away and wrote this beautiful song called Just Sing. So we're going to be singing that together. Rachel will be singing a few of her songs, and the St. John's Gay Men's Chorus will be both singing with us and singing their own set as well. So it'll be a pretty exciting concert, actually.
Yeah, Rachel's a big up-and-coming star.
She's a big talent. Incredible.
Sometimes we take music for granted, but it is really a big part of building community, isn't it, Yohei?
Yes, it is. That's exactly the reason I started this choir as well. Gay Men's Chorus, I started in April 2017. And I had been part of some gay men's chorus in the past in different cities. When I came to Newfoundland, I didn't find any. So I was like, why didn't I start myself? And that's how I started the group. And it has been really a great experience to do this with Inclusion Choir. So Gay Men's Chorus will be singing Be the Change with them, and I'll be directing. And I have been to the rehearsals several times to work with the singers there, and the atmosphere is great. I felt welcomed from the very first moment, and I'm just enjoying this experience so much.
Why a Gay Men's Chorus? Why is that important?
Gay Men's Chorus started when the LGBTQ human rights civil movement started in 70s as part of the reaction to that, and it has been a very important part of LGBTQ human rights. And of course right now the situation is different. It's so much better than what it was back then, but you can feel that there are big movement kind of backwards towards where it was. It's really difficult for us to see some of the things happening in Ontario, some of the things happening in the United States for transgender people. So, like you said, music is an important tool for community building, and I think it's important for us to be together and sing, and that creates a positive impact and image of LGBTQ population, and yeah.
So we say inclusion, we try to talk about that a lot here on this program. Include all men in the choir if they're so interested in joining?
Yeah, so we don't do any audition. We accept queer men and also allies. So we also have a few straight men singing in our choir. And it's great. It's really great to have people who are not queer and feel so comfortable being in a queer group. And I'm really happy to have them in our group.
Lisa, the Inclusion Choir has made a big difference for a lot of people who are clients of yours. Give us some anecdotes about what it's meant, and maybe change their focus and give them some, maybe you see a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
Yeah, it's there's lots of research that indicates how positive music is and how you can actually feel physically and mentally better after group singing. And so we can certainly see that. And even tonight at our performance, we're going to have a couple of participants who are singing either solo or within a small group of three or four. And boy, there's nothing that can give you confidence like getting out in front of a public setting and singing by yourself. You know, it's amazing how it can really change your perspective of yourself and give you confidence. And I think for people who face many barriers, confidence is such a big thing. It's a thing that, if you don't have it, it can really make your life a little bit more of a challenge. And so I think singing really does that. And we're also, as Yohei has said, that sense of community is so critical. And after all of our practices on Wednesdays, we have a meal together. And I think that strengthens our sense of community. And it also helps to address issues around poverty, like hunger, for example. So it's a lovely group. I joined the choir as soon as I started at Stella Circle. I'm a very enthusiastic member. I'll be having my violin out tonight, so I do a little bit accompanying of the choir as well. So we're really looking forward to it, and we hope that a lot of people come out, and I know that they will walk away inspired.
People are fearful of public speaking. And that would absolutely include singing aria or a solo on your own. How important is the partnership with the Inclusion Choir and the Gay Men's Chorus?
It's been so lovely. And Yohei, as you can tell, is just a joy to work with, you know. And he's fit in so well with our choir. And we're so accepting of each other. And, you know, at the end of the day, whoever's on stage is singing, when you're in the audience, what you hear is the voice and you see the joy on faces. And so who they are or what their labels are kind of go to the background because you're focused on the joy of singing and the music and the beauty of what you hear. And I think that's what we've gotten from both of us. And of course, you know, from a choir perspective, when the St. John's Gay Men's Choir join us, you have this huge bass sound. So it really makes the choir sound huge. It sounds fabulous. So it's pretty exciting.
How it sounds and the joy we all feel from music is one thing, but I assume you also want people to take something else away from a performance like this tonight, maybe to expand their thoughts on inclusion and what it means for self-confidence and a healthier, more prosperous future. What do you want people to take away tonight? Go ahead.
Everything you said right now, that's really important. And also one thing, me as a professional musician, everyone can sing. That's something really important. Many people, when I approach, because we still have to have more people, I'm trying to always recruit people, and many people say, oh, I don't sing, oh, I can't sing, or many people also said, oh, music teacher said this and that. And I always say, you don't know. You should at least try. So I have a few members who came into the choir and they had a difficult time matching the pitch when I play a few notes in the piano. And right now, some of them are singing really well. And it's great to see that growth. So most of the time for people who say who can't sing, it's a matter of experience and how people teach. So I would say just try. And something about singing is that there are many activities where people can come together, but singing is our voice, and our voice is kind of showing ourselves, it's showing our vulnerability. So coming to sing in a choir, if we manage it well, this is important. Sometimes we can create the atmosphere more tense, but if we are aware enough, that could be a really good tool to build a community.
And it is self-awareness and self-confidence, because everyone can belt it out like it's no tomorrow in the shower. But yeah. Quite another to take that confidence outside your own washroom or bathroom and take it to the choral setting. Where and when tonight, Lisa?
At the D.F. Cook Music Recital Hall at the School of Music. And it starts at 7 p.m. It'll go for about an hour. And then there'll be a reception afterwards in the lobby, catered by the Hungry Heart Cafe, of course. Mm-hmm. And tickets are available at ticketpro.ca as well as at the door. They're $20.
And the Hungry Heart Cafe, one of the great examples of a social enterprise. You're doing great work at Stella Circle. And congratulations on your CEO awards.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's Lisa Brown. She's the CEO of Stella Circle, and Yohei Sakai, the artistic director of the Gay Men's Chorus.